Langley Mobile.
KN4TFW.
How's it going?
About 15 minutes out from being home.
I just got to the shop, got my truck out. I had the tires rotated. And I saw my new motor. It's sitting nice and pretty in their shop. He said he's just waiting for the time to put it in. Because this shop owes me a motor. And it's been about a year now, but he said he wouldn't take anything that didn't work or run, so he's really confident with this next one.
Welcome about?
Ford Triton for a 99 Ford F-250.
I understand now.
It was making a clicking noise, and then one day the connecting rod went out on it. I was like, crap. I think this guy, is he talking on the phone?
Heavier today for some reason.
Chase. That's the one day everybody's at work. If you're going to take one day off, it's either Monday or Friday. And if it's 2 days off, it's Monday or Tuesday or Thursday or Friday. So Wednesday always seems to be the heavy day, but you're right. There's a lot more traffic here now than usual.
For tonight.
I got 500 rounds of 40 cal I want to get loaded for the gun show next month. That's my excitement for the evening. I don't know about anybody else. How about you?
I'll work on my antenna a little bit and maybe get on a little bit of HF. And see if I can't get it a little bit better than it is right now. But although reloading sounds really, really good, I just got to find me a place where I can go shoot and empty some rounds that need to be reloaded.
Or outdoor. I'm working on, not this weekend, but the following weekend, I'm hoping to get out to the Cross gun range and test out some 308 rounds I'm loading.
Located at?
Hardenberg, it's about, from where we're at, it's about 55 miles. But they have a 200-yard range, a 100-yard range, a pistol range. They have stands to put your targets up. If you go on their website, it sounds really strict. You either shoot 100 yards or bring your own stand. And they don't even mention your own stands, but they also provide targets and paper clips and a 100-yard range out there, all for free.
Sounds like a deal. So how crowded is it on the weekend?
4 VWA, Steve, over at Amazon. Range down at
it. Popped out there. Is it the range? And that was it.
Range at Pauline.
The Croft range. There's a gentleman's name that goes with it, but it's on the southern end of the Croft State Park, south of Spartanburg, off of, I think, 279, I think it is.
Is it a state range?
State range. It's run by the Department of Natural Resources.
I gotta go look that one up. I've been going over to Easley. That's just too far.
About the same distance as Easley. My house, they're about the same time-wise. Easley might be a few miles closer, but I prefer the Croft range because it's nicer. You do shoot down a concrete tube, but once you shoot, you don't see the tube. I was thinking, oh, how does that work? It's not a big deal. I was very skeptical until I went there and shot. Very beautiful range, well laid out. It's better than Easley 10 times over.
I used to shoot the concrete pipe over at Pauline. Try a 45-70 in it.
It'd be illegal on right now. Yeah, if you've been down at Pauline, I didn't know it was called that name.
Range down at the town of Pauline. I don't even know if it's still there, but they used concrete pipes there also. And, man, it was not a great place. And the guy they had running it, this has been 10 years ago.
Yeah, no, I like shooting down the tube. It's really nice. That's just to keep the rounds from traveling into the park. In fact, on the other side of the berm is a bike path. But it's a huge berm. There's two guys that run it there, the police department. One guy's really cool. He's willing to, as long as you're being responsible, he's willing to let things slide. And then there's another guy there. If you're not on his good side or in his clique, you ain't got a prayer. You stay in your lane with him.
There are people that set up their own little kingdoms everywhere.
It is, because I'll let you make the decision. Maybe I rub him the wrong way and he'd be nice to you, or vice versa. So I don't throw out names. I've grown in my wisdom of jobs. Is the person that says watch out for this guy is to say okay, and then watch out for the guy that says watch out for that guy. And I take it all with a grain of salt until they prove me wrong. But it is, it's a nice range, very nice range.
Have to check it out. And it's over at Croft State Park.
Cross State Park. If you look up under the DNRSC webpage, they'll have all the information on it. It sounds very rigid, but there's more flexibility there. I mean, there are certain rules you follow, but everybody's really nice there. And you actually, easily as you walk, how can I say it? It's open in front with an overhang. It's just the opposite at the Cross State Park. You walk into the overhang and then shoot through the tube. But yeah, I can't say anything wrong about that range. It's nice.
Say the ranges were 100, and then they've got a pistol range, and what else?
100-yard range with, I think, 15 lanes, 100-yard range with 8 lanes, and a pistol range up to 25 yards, 9 lanes on that one.
Is it on a Saturday?
Good. I've been there at 9 o'clock, and by 9:30, quarter to 10, every lane is used up. But there are people in there that will, you know, if you're shooting by yourself and one guy shows up, a lot of times I've been there where I say, hey, man, I'm willing to split, you know, shooting with you. And we've actually had 3 different guys show up, and we'd all share the same lane. So it's been pretty friendly, but it can be, with good weather, it can be crowded.
Sounds like a weekday for me. Well, listen, I appreciate it, guy. How you been doing?
Still in there? W1JE for ID.
You're listening. He was asking all the questions that I was going to ask anyway, so he was helping me out. KN4TFW.
CPA.
Neighborhood. Come on in, Dave.
So I was just listening, and I missed the part about where this range is.
Southern end of the Cross State Park in Spartanburg County.
You know Bill that goes to lunch with us, right? So, Steve, KN4WQQ that goes to lunch with us, right? Go in with us three. We'll go over there, and we'll do it during the day one day since we're all retarded, and we'll go on one day during the week. How's that sound? You want to go?
Sure. Do you know anything about sighting in a M1 rifle?
Garand or an M1 carbine?
The caliber carbine.
Considering that I own 3, and one of them is a Rockola jukebox, and one of them is a National Postal Meter, you bet I can sight them in, bud. And as a matter of fact, I don't know if you knew it or not, but I build AR-15s on the side for folks.
Be careful, he might sight it in on you. W2T said that. Talked with you earlier today, and hello, David.
Kid, and you are quite correct. David's liable to get up from one of the shooting benches with one of those little shoot and see bullseyes on his backside.
Favor.
Nah, listen. I'm one of those safety nuts. I like to go and I like to have a good time, but with me, it's either right or you're hitting the highway.
Nah, there's no horsing around or anything like that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, if you listen to this. The last time I hit game management property, the deer hunt, was down in Ennery. And when I showed up at 4 o'clock in the morning and I could hear the beer cans hitting the road, boys, it's all yours. Turned around and just went on back home.
Get in there.
Hands out the window, will you, Steve? KN4, GPG.
But it wasn't me throwing no beer cans out. How you doing, Kevin? Now, when I pulled up at 4 a.m. and they were throwing their beer cans out the window before they went into the woods, I could hear them hitting the road, and I said, y'all take it easy. I'm going home to snooze.
Well, I ain't been back there, man, since I had a guy to walk about 15 yards from my stand. I was about 30 feet up a tree. I guess about 10 o'clock in the morning, he comes walking through. Somebody drops him off at the top of the hill. It's kind of the honey hole where we was hunting at. Turns around and he walks through right about 15, 20 yards from my stand, talking just as loud as we are, on the cell phone with somebody headed to the private land behind there. Yeah, I just wanted to scare him to death, but I didn't. I just sat in my tree quiet. I ain't been back since.
You didn't have to turn loose around. All you had to do was go boom real loud, and he'd have probably missed his shorts.
Same word about it, Manny, there. He never had no orange on or nothing. I mean, come right across game management, never had no vest, no nothing on. He was dressed in regular clothes. Had his gun with him. I'm like, man, you know, you really tested it. That'd been 3 years ago. I hadn't been back down there.
Example why I don't hunt public lands anymore. Well, listen, y'all jump in there and take over, and I'm going to get out of the way because I'm working with a piece of steel that I'm trying to mount a winch to for the top of my winch pole for my tower. So y'all have fun. This is KN4BWA. Oh, and David, anytime you want to go, we're probably going to plan a trip over there very soon. So this is KN4BWA. I'm clear.
We'll be clear too, guys. KN4TFW 73 to y'all. I'll catch you again tomorrow.
Clear also.
Later, when you do decide to get a day up on the week to go down to the gun range, if you figure it out, I'm on the radio, let me know. I'll take a vacation day. It's worth it for me. W1JE, listening.
A 9mm, but I'd rather see the 45. It's a Beretta, and it is really nice.
Be you clear. Tavish, we'll try to get a hold of you, big guy. David, that sounds like fun, buddy. Just whenever we get it established, we'll get it all together and head over there. I'm clear.
I heard Phil in there. I guess I didn't know you were in there, Phil. Sorry. W4NGKB4CVA. We'll talk to you later.
And dang, the repeater got quiet all of a sudden. W1JE.
Well, I guess I'm left with it. KB4CBA mobile.
I was just playing. I was just listening to y'all. But everybody's signing out, so we'll talk to you a little bit later, W4NGU.
Well, I didn't think I heard you in there, but, you know, when I turned the radio on, there was already a QSO going, so I didn't know who all was in there.
Find out who was the one building the AR-15s. I'd like to talk to that person some more.
His name is Steve, and, can't remember the new prefix. Is it, help me out here, Phil, and give him his call.
Well, the guy that just signed out working on the tower, KN4VWA.
You know the name. I load ammunition for AR-15s. Also, 308 and a couple of handguns. But, it's fun to find the gun community out here and talking with people.
You must be on your walkie. Yeah, I'm down here by my metal building, too. Are you past turning off and coming by here for just a minute? I wanted to show you something.
I'd love to. Wonder if I could come tomorrow. I tell you what I'm trying to do is beat it home before sunset at 5:20 and get some measurements on that antenna aligned. I'm wanting to talk on that antenna. But what you got?
And I've got my steel plate cut out of that quarter inch, and I'm fixing to buff it down and weld it to the top of my I-beam. I just thought you might want to see that. So, yeah, swing on by here tomorrow. I'm hoping between rains I'm going to put it in the ground.
So sweet. I'll talk to you a little bit later. I'm going to try to go home today.
And the fellow that was asking about building the AR-15, that was me, KN4BWA, Steve and Inman. Yeah, we need to get together, bud. I've got dies for about 10 or 12 different calibers.
Off the road. Actually, Steve, this is Scott, W1JE. Yeah, I do a little bit of tinkering. I haven't built one complete. I have torn them completely apart. I tore down my LR-308 and painted it and put it all back together. I guess you'd call that building. But I do have a couple of lowers I bought from a gun store out here that eventually I want to put together. So I know there's little tiny things you want to know about it as you assemble them, and I'd like to kind of pick your brain for it, if that's okay.
And let me just describe something to you on the last one I built. 26-inch Wilson National Match Grade 1N9 Twist Stainless Steel Bull Barrel. Mounted on an AR flat top receiver with a JPI 1¾-pound trigger pull with a Redfield mounted on top. At 100 yards, I can generally hold a quarter.
Back driver from what I just did, what you just described.
And my sweetheart.
You a little bit more. Actually, my AR-15, I pulled the one in nine off it, put a 1 in 8, got a adjustable gas block, put in a 3.5 pound pull trigger, and worked on the buffer tube spring, buffer weight and spring. I think I went to an H2, and with my 1 in 6 scope on it, I can actually pull the trigger and keep the sight picture in the scope from the recoil. It shoots sweet, but it's not as accurate as I'd like it to be.
Different twists. They like different weights of bullets. Now, on that round, for that 1 in 9, mine likes a 69-grain jacketed boat tail. And it just likes them. Now, on a 1 in 7 military barrel I've got, 55. You know, it's a spray and pray.
I've heard that. I can understand that one. But yeah, a 69 grain boat tail. Have you ever heard about the hollow point? Not split hollow point, but the hollow point that it supposedly improves. It decreases the ballistic coefficient, but it's supposed to make your rounds tighter. Well, if you're quarter MOA, you don't have to go much more.
I have seen Georgia Arms ammo. I found it
out. I heard Georgia Arms. That's where I was getting my powder from. They haven't been at the last two gun shows, but I go to the gun shows and sell my ammo there. But, Georgia Arms, I know who you're talking about. Talking about with Georgia Arms, I buy my powder from them. Or is it North Georgia Arms? I believe it's Georgia Arms I buy my powder from.
I'm falling out of here. We'll catch it another day, and the day we try to go over there to the range at Camp Croft, we'll definitely get together. How about that?
On it. Just give me a couple days' notice so I can put in for the vacation. My boss has no trouble. He just hates it when I call in sick. I'd rather tell him what's going on. That'd be great. W1JE. Oh, and then you're Steve. That's Scott here.
W1JE. This is KN4 BWA. Kilo November 4. Victor Whiskey Alpha and Steve. In Edmund, and I'm clear for sure this time because I got to get back to work.
Marshall Pickett.
Listen, I'm sorry I used that four-letter word around y'all. Work. Yeah. Later. Clear.